All right. Hey, Fritz Berger and BloodandFaith.com. It's Veterans Day weekend, 2022. And I wanted to ask you, what do you want? What are you looking for? I'm talking to the whole MAGA movement and the so-called conservatives and the patriots and the people active in really resisting this tyrannical government that has come upon us. We've got people in prison for their political opinions, people losing their jobs for their religious opinions. There's a whole-scale push by the national security apparatus to censor free speech when the foundation of our Constitution is free speech, being able to criticize our own government, being able to criticize our religious leaders, say what we want. But no, we're gonna turn DHS and FBI, DOD, all these other agencies against the American people because they have ideas or thoughts that is not approved by the people in power. Not approved by the people that have power, officially and unofficially. And so there's a big push this fall, this election cycle, 2022 election cycle, to elect MAGA Republicans and hopefully turn our country around. It hasn't worked out very good, in my opinion. I mean, it should have been a landslide. It shouldn't have been even close to being counted. Every single state, every single election should have gone MAGA Republican. But it hasn't, has it? And it's not just because people were cheating. Certainly that occurred. But you have whole sections of America that love what the current administration is doing. They love what's going on. LGBTQ, massive abortion, censorship of free speech, money to the Ukrainians, partial birth abortion, post-birth abortion. And they're all for it. A lot of Americans are for that stuff. And we're caught in a mix where it's like, well, you know, if you vote harder, maybe we win. I have my doubts about that, but that's separate from what I want to talk about. What do you want? What is it that we want? Do we want to return to some date in the past, 1972, 1966, 1958, 1862? What is it that you want? A libertarian government, a government where we have the right to say what we want to do, and a little government interference. And my thought on this is that we're not going to win. We're not going to win. We're not going to win without the Almighty on our side. And if I were the Almighty, and I'm not, and I look down on these people that are, you know, in agony, political agony, going, this ain't right. And it's not right. It's true. It's not right. And I listen to what they had to say. I listen to what they want. And if I determine that, hey, what they want is, a libertarian-type society where Jesus Christ is not really front and center. Traditional values are good, family's good, conservative values are good, but they're not willing to put Jesus Christ front and center as their sovereign. I think I would say, yeah, you're not hungry enough. You're not desperate enough. Why should I build a society that's not built on the rock? Go read the story of the parable about building a house on a rock. And we've got all these, you know, God bless them, good conservatives or patriots or Christians, whatever you want to call it. And I think most of us are trying to build a house that's still built on sand. Yeah, we don't want a house built on a rock. Nah. No, that's not what we want. We're not that radical. We're not extremist. We're not intolerant. We're not, going to be that exclusive towards Jesus Christ. I think if I was the Almighty, if I was Jesus Christ sitting up in the heavens, like, what? Why are you asking for my help? Why should I help you when you reject me as your sovereign? You explicitly reject me as your sovereign, as your king. Or you have no faith that I am your sovereign and your king. Why should I help you? So my question goes back to, what do you want? What is it that you want, Christian patriot? Do you want a society in which that's religiously neutral and we can all worship God as we so please, whether the God is Moloch or Satan or Vishnu or Muhammad or Lucifer or, I mean, there's really only two gods out there. Let's be clear. There's Jesus Christ and there's the Antichrist. That's it. There's Jesus Christ and there's Satan. The lie came down with the deception of Eve, where Eve was offered a neutral third path. You know, you can go, you don't have to worship me, Eve. You can go down that third path. And what does that result? It results in the fall and the corruption of creation. That's what happens. You want to seek a third path, you get what Eve got. You got deception and the fall, and they're kicked out of Eden. If you want some third path, you're trying to build a house on the sand. And when the storms come, the house will collapse. That's true for you as an individual, for me as an individual. It's true for societies and nations. Go back to ancient Israel, which has nothing to do with the modern thing over there in the Middle East. Go back to ancient Israel. What's the Almighty said? Hey, here's my word, here's my law. Here's the Ten Commandments. You live by them, you're going to be fine. If you forsake me and abandon me, you're going to be in big, fat trouble. And it seems to me we're not at a point yet where we're willing to say, you know what, we want a nation under, explicitly under Jesus Christ, not under God. What God? The name of God is Jesus Christ. It's the name above all names. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to the glory of the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the name. First commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Who's the me? It's Jesus Christ. Well, it doesn't say that. God incarnated in Jesus Christ. Do you not believe that, Christian? God incarnated in Jesus Christ. Thomas says, oh, well, just show us the Father. Just show us the Father. Church is the same way. Oh, yeah, but that's, you know, that's Jesus. That's not the Father. No. Jesus Christ cleared that up. The early disciples cleared that up. Thomas, the disciples are looking at him and says, just show us the Father. It's enough. Just show us the Father, Jesus. Come on. Just show us the Father. It'll be enough. He said, have I been with you so long and you still don't understand? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. This is theology 101. This is faith in Jesus Christ 101. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Who do you think gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on the mountain? It was Jesus Christ. He says, I spoke with Moses as a man speaks to his friends, and he sees my form. Well, who was that? It was the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself said, no man has seen the Father except the Son. No man has seen the Father except the Son. Well, then who was Moses talking to? It was Jesus Christ. This is the Jesus Christ who said before Abraham was born, I am. That was long before Moses. Long before Moses. So I ask you again, what do you want? You want a nice secular society where we can all theoretically get along? Well, we tried that, and what we end up with is America in 2022. It's run by the Antichrist. It's run by the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist, the people of the Antichrist. That's what we get. It's a Jesus. You just take a back seat, Jesus. You know, you just stay back there. We got this. We can manage this. We can handle this. We're not going to honor you as the Lord God Almighty because it offends the Antichrist. It offends Satan. So we can't have an explicitly a Christian nation. You do realize that the Supreme Court ruled that the United States was a Christian country in 1892. Oh, that was 1892. That was a long time ago. Supreme Court ruled the United States was a Christian nation. By our mores, by our traditions, by our literature, by everything. It's a Christian nation. Where are we now with that? Little by little, it's been chipped away. How? It's the precepts of man, the traditions of the elders. And number one guilt is that. I don't blame that on Satan. I was like, church, man, you've compromised with the world. And I don't mean you've compromised the world because you're still smoking cigarettes. I mean you've said, you know what? We're offending our friends that are fundamentally anti-Christ. And so we'll reject Jesus Christ in order to have the friendship of those who explicitly reject Jesus Christ as the Redeemer, as God in the flesh, as having come in the flesh, as being the Son of God. Not the Son of God as in everybody's the Son of God, as being the only begotten of the Father. And next thing you know, here we are. No, it's not going to work that way. We're not going to win that way. Besides that, what are you winning? You're not really winning. You're just building another house on the sand when you do that. If you're serious, we need a monarch. We need a champion. I podcasted about this, I don't know, a couple years ago. I talked about Rebel Leader One. Jesus Christ is the captain of the Lord. So he's the captain of the Almighty's angels. And he's well able to come down and turn this thing around. But why should he if we're not willing to declare him as our sovereign, as our Lord, as our king? I don't mean king in our hearts. I mean king over our land, king over our nation. That's what I mean. I mean a Christian nation state for the United States of America, for Canada, for New Zealand, for all the states of old Christendom. El Salvador, Dominican Republic, Mexico, wherever. But we're not willing. No, that's a step too far. And the king, the God Emperor of Earth, Jesus Christ, is sitting there. He's going, excuse me? You want my help, but you won't acknowledge that I'm the king? Well, no, Jesus, because, you know, we want to get along with the Antichrist people. That's really our response? I think that's our response. I think that's what we're saying. Yeah, we want your help. We want you to lay it all out for us and send us some mighty angels and help us out. But yeah, we're not going to declare you as our monarch over our country. We're not going to do that because it offends the... We want to be a Judeo-Christian society. Judaism is Antichrist. You want an Antichrist Christianity. You got more fear of the Antichrist than Jesus Christ. No, ain't going to work that way. I go back to the Hobbit movie. What's that called? Lord of the Rings? And you had the orcs and the elves. Okay, the orcs are the demons, the elves are the angels. Powerful, powerful creatures. Vastly more powerful than the little hobbits. But it was all about the hobbits and what the hobbits did. You got to have the hobbits in there. You got to have the hobbits in there. You got to have men in there. They have to be the agents of this. And if we're the agent, weak as we are, and we're not willing to declare that Jesus Christ is the God Emperor of Earth, is the God Emperor of our own nation, tell me again why it is he's supposed to come down here and help build a house that's built on sand. Can somebody explain that to me? Either Jesus Christ is the God Emperor of Earth, or I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I'm really not. I don't need a religion. I don't need something to make me feel better. That's not what it's about. It's about loyalty to my monarch, my king, my God, in time on earth. We're going to build Christian nations. That's the whole purpose of ancient Israel, to be an example to all the other nations of the earth. And they were to live and die by the Ten Commandments. And the first commandment is, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. No other gods equal to me. No other gods standing along besides me. No other gods, period. That's the first commandment. No other gods. No other gods. We don't defer to the Quran. We don't defer to the Talmud. We don't defer to all the cult of atheism, the cult of evolution. We don't defer to that. Yet somehow the Supreme Court has created that new law. Well, we can't have an explicitly Christian nation in some of the rulings, making the Ten Commandments illegal. How do you make the law illegal? How do you make the law illegal? The Ten Commandments are the law. How are you going to make the law illegal? Banning it from our schoolhouses. And we're looking for some sort of neutral ground that has never existed. It's never existed. And the proof of that is where we stand today. Satan gets in there. His children get in there. The brood of vipers gets in there. The seed of the serpent gets in there. And next thing you know, here we sit. blinking her eyes, trying to wonder what the heck happened. So you want help winning this thing. The knee has to be bent to the king. Got to bend the knee to the king. Got to bend the knee to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus Christ, we repent of rejecting you as our monarch, rejecting you as our sovereign, rejecting you as our king, for being ashamed of you as our king, for hiding you in a closet, for denying that you're the actual monarch of our country, the United States of America, and Canada, and New Zealand, and Australia, and Sweden, and Norway, and Finland, and on and on and on. The Dominican Republic, El Salvador, country called the Savior. There's a country named after Jesus Christ. And you got these Antichrist empires, these Antichrist beasts out there trying to shove their Antichrist cult down the world's throat. Saying, oh, you gotta promote LGBTQ in your country. Oh, the hell we do. No way. No way are we doing that. That's Antichrist. We're not here to promote the Antichrist in as far as I'm concerned. Now you got these beasts, world empires that are doing that. Got the Antichrist people that took over the United States of America, and here we're still trying to make peace with them. Yeah, that ship sailed, man. There's only one way out of that, where we repent of hiding Jesus Christ in the closet. We repent of making a new Jesus that's acceptable to the Antichrist. We say, no, United States of America is a Christian nation. Jesus Christ is the monarch. Jesus Christ is our king. The Ten Commandments are the foundation of everything we do here. That thought has to be normalized in the churches. Has to be normalized in every church in America. That the church can turn around and normalize that in society. And yeah, the demons are going to scream. You can go read the book of Matthew. I mean, but just, you know, this is basic stuff. If we're not getting the demons screaming, there's probably because we're doing something wrong. Probably because we've submitted to them. Jesus Christ made it clear. Reading the, I don't know, Matthew 10, Matthew 9. He says, look, if they call the hell to the house Beelzebul, Satan, what do you think they're going to call the household members? When's the last time someone said you were demon infested and we're throwing hate your way? Is it because you haven't said anything that's offensive to the Antichrist or the people of the Antichrist or the spirit of the Antichrist or the brood of the vipers? The only way we're going to win this is if we declare that Jesus Christ is the sovereign of our country and act like it and speak like it and mean it. And repent of rejecting him as our sovereign. We have to repent of rejecting Jesus Christ as our monarch, as our sovereign. The church has to repent of that. And I don't mean you got to repent of your smoking your cigarettes. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying Jesus Christ is the king of every kings. And he wants us to disciple nations, starting with our own. And not being ashamed of saying, yeah, Jesus Christ is he's the sovereign of monarch of the United States of America and Canada and all the countries of Christendom. And until we're willing to go down for that, until we're willing to go down with our lives for that, I'm telling you, I don't expect some great miracle for God. Why should he pony up if we're still literally ashamed of him as our monarch and as our king? Fritz Bergen, it's Veterans Day weekend, bloodandfaith.com. Out.